As COVID-19 cases continue to climb in Bernalillo County, Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller, along with public health and services officials, held a COVID-19 update briefing Tuesday. The briefing comes one day after Bernalillo County reported 3,219 new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Environmental Health Acting Director Dr. Mark Domina said the Omicron variant is driving most of the active cases the city is currently facing.
Omicron is... It's still the same coronavirus. It still has a lot of the same characteristics, but it also has a lot of changes that it has brought with it. Most importantly, it is a very fast-moving, very infectious variant.
Domina went on to say that many of the people currently testing positive are getting tested for reasons other than experiencing symptoms, rather that be entering a hospital for a procedure or admitted for another medical concern. He attributed this to the effectiveness of the vaccines, saying that most vaccinated individuals are experiencing mild to no symptoms at all. Domina said another positive outcome of the vaccine's effectiveness against Omicron is the prevention of hospitalizations, which is vital now more so than ever due to the current overflow in hospitals in New Mexico. Officials from the University of New Mexico Hospital and Presbyterian Healthcare Services, two of the state's largest hospital systems, said Monday their emergency departments are overwhelmed, and the situation at these hospitals is not expected to get better anytime soon, according to these officials. Domina said hospital capacities is one of the chief concerns the city is currently looking at.
We know our hospitals have been running very full now for the last several months. People who worked in that industry are very, very tired, very frustrated. They've been doing just this ongoing marathon since this started, and they're at a point right now where they're very high levels, critical standards of care, as we've heard about. So just assuming that, well, if I get sick, I'll go to the hospital is a bit of a gamble because they're having to make decisions in hospitals about who's going to get what level of care, and you're at risk of not having space available or there being decisions about who needs to be given priority. So we just want to do everything we can to push back any further infection and control spread.
One of the ways to lessen the load hospital systems are experiencing, Domina said, is by taking proper precautions to help stop the spread of COVID.
The precautions, that's one thing that hasn't changed throughout this. We still are telling people, you want to avoid crowded spaces, large group gatherings, in particular in mixed vaccination status. There's just going to be additional risk with that. The transmission, again, is extremely high right now. So every setting that you go to where there's a crowd, there's a high likelihood that someone in that crowd is carrying an active COVID infection at that time and could potentially be infecting others.
Domina also said hand washing and a properly fitting mask will also lessen the chance of infection from COVID. Reporting for KSFR News, I'm Gino Gutierrez.